Zata Gemara. We are holding on Vav Amud Beis, the very top line. Right? We just left off. Again, we have Machlekes, Reb Zeira and Reb Simi, on whether a boil nida, a man who's Tamei Tumas nida, is he like a full-fledged nida that he can't go to the mikvah until after 7 days, meaning Leil Ches, or no, he's Tamei Tumas nida, but he still can go to the mikvah on Yoim Zayin. And we brought a raya, a seeming raya, and the Braisa said, Boyo nida ka tamei meis. So Boyo nida like a tamei meis. We're saying, L'chayr, that's telling you, Hilchos Tvila, that just like a tamei meis goes to the mikvah on Yoim Zayin, so to the Boyo nida can go to the mikvah on Yoim Zayin. Everything about Loi, Lo'olam L'tumosan. Really, the Braisa is not telling you, Hilchos Tvila, on when the Boyo nida can go to the mikvah. It's just telling you the Tumah. Just like a tummy mace is tummy 7 days, so too a boy will need this tummy 7 days. We already asked the Amud Aleph, there's no chiddush in that, because the Pasuk told me, the Pasuk says, often a Pasuk, the tummy mace is tummy 7 days, a boy will need this tummy 7 days. I don't need the Braisa to tell me that a boy will need this tummy 7 days. And for the Gemara, you're right. Sefer Tzrichala, you're right. That part of the Braisa is not a chiddush. This that we said, boil nido ke tome mace, that it's tome 7 days, that's taka not a chiddush. The chiddush of the Braisa was just come to tell you the next line, which we didn't yet see. What was the next line of the Braisa? Ella, the Braisa says, Ella shechomri mimenu boil nido, shemetame mishkov umoyshov. That even though we're saying a boil nido ke tome mace, a boil nido, right, the man who's tome tumas nido, is like a tome mace, that he's tome for 7 days, that part's not a chiddush. The Braisa continues, Elo Shechomer, even though he's like a Tumas Mace, but he actually has a Chomer over a Tumas Mace. What's the Chomer over a Tumas Mace? Shaboyo Nida Shemetama Mishkav Moishav. A boy Nida is even Metama Mishkav Moishav. If this man who's Tami Tumas Nida, if he's going to lay on a bed, even without touching the bed, or sitting on a chair, even without touching the chair, whatever he lays his weight on is Tame. So even if he's on five mattresses stacked one on top of the other, even that bottom mattress is tummy, or five chairs are stacked one on top of another, not like a tummy mace. A tummy mace, although they're both avatumas, a tummy mace, only what he actually touches or he actually sits on his tummy. The boyo nida, the tumas nida, has more chomer that he's metama mishkav umoyshav, even if he's not actually touching it. But, although that's more chomer than a tumas tummy mace, there's a little bit of a kula in there. Betuma kala latama oichlu numashkin. This that he's metama mishkav moishav is only for a tuma kala, only creates a lighter tuma. What does a lighter tuma mean to be metama oichlu numashkin? The Bryce is contrasting a typical. We find this concept of metama mishkav moishav is found all over, usually by someone who's tamei, a tumah sheyotze alav migufa, a tumah that's a bodily tumah, like nida, like zav. Those, they're metama mishkav amoyshav, but they're metama mishkav amoyshav, even a tumah chumra, that which they're metama, that bottom mattress, is even a chumra, that it's such a chumra to tumah, that mattress now could even be metama a person. So a boil nida is more chomer than a tummy mace, that it's a metama mishkav moishav, but not such a chomer mishkav moishav that this mattress now can even be metama an adam. Only a tuma kala, only a lighter tuma, that this mattress now can be metama oichun umashkin. Not a metama an adam. Zok Rashi. You know, not Rashi. I'm going to do four more lines. Gemara, then we'll stop for Rashi, and that really ends this part of the sugya. Toshma. So the Gemara Tashma coming here, a Braisa, this is going to be an often a Braisa, I'm not going to have an answer for this one. The Tani Rebbe Chiya, there's a Braisa from Rebbe Chiya, the Rebbe Chiya says, Mefurish, Hazov, V'Hazova, V'Hametzoira, V'Hametzoiras, Uboyo Nida, V'Tomei Meis, Tvilosim V'Yoyim. When do they go to the mikvah? V'Yoyim, during the day, day 7. Nida, V'Yoledes, a Nida or a Yoledes, Tvilosim V'Laila, they go to the mikvah, V'Laila on Leil Ches, Tiyufta. This is an upkishlok. This tak is a kashla and Rebsimi. We have no answer. Araya brura, a tuyufta and Rebsimi, araya brura to Rebzera, that the boil nida, this man who's tome tumas nida, even though he's tome tumas nida, he's not exactly like a nida, because a nida only has to wait after 7 days and go to the mikvah on Leil Ches. The boil nida, he can go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin. Often a brisa from Chia, no answer on it. Again, a raya to Reb Zera, shlugged up Reb Simi Minardo. Zok Rashi. top Rashi. Shemetama Mishkan Moishav. This is going back on the previous Braisa. Afilu Eser Matsoy Zu Al Gavzu. Even 10 mats or 10 mattresses, one on top of another. V'tama Meis Edim Metam Elam Agoy. Tama Meis is only Metam if you actually touch, if he touches the mattress. This boy only does Metam even Mishkan Moishav. Even 10 mattresses, he's not touching the bottom ones. He's still Metam of them. But Letama Oichlu Namashkin. V'loy Letama Odom V'Kelev. It's not enough of a tumati Metam Odom V'Kelev. Kishar Kol Oisim Mishkan Moishav. All other scenarios of Mishkan Moishav, Kigoin, Zov, Zov, Venido, Mitsoiro, Shetumos and Avatuma, Latama, Odom, Vekalim. Their Tuma is an Avatuma, even to Mitama, Odom, Vekalim. Ava Boyo Nido, the Boyo Nido, Ksibbe, Kola Mishkav, Ashayishkav, Alov, Yitma. Taka, it says, any Mishkav, any bed he lies down on his Tomei, and what? We're saying, even without touching it, even the second layer, the third layer, the fourth layer, it matches. But not kuakosim mituma chamuro de mishkav nida atzma shemetama odom. The Torah is taking him out, although he's metama mishkav moishav, the Torah is taking him out of the tuma chamura category, like the nida herself, shemetama odom, kidechse v'chol ashiga mishkavo, ve'viyu l'tuma kala, and therefore lowers this boil nida to a tuma kala, the tama oichlu numashkin, that they will only be able to metama oichlu numashkin. Dilu tuma chamura, because if you're going to tell me that this boil nida is metama mishkav moishav, even a tuma chamura to metama odom, lister kromin, they just don't, what's the purpose of saying this pasuk? V'ana yadana, the mishkav tuma ki mishkav nida. I'll know, his bed is tuma like any other mishkav nida. The ksiv, v'atihini dasa alav, he has tumas nida. Why does the pasuk have to speak out, call a mishkav, ishkav of tuma, yitma, to tell you that he's in this in-between category. He is Metama Mishkav Moishav, but it's not as Chomer as the Mishkav Moishav of a Nida of a Zov, which is even Metama Tuma Chamura, Letama Odom Vekelim. No, only to Metama Oichlunu Mashkin. Period. That's the end of this Cheshvin. Again, to just remind ourselves, what we just said over the last Omer, why we mafresh the Kohen Gadol Mibesa from his wife, because they're concerned that the husband, the Kohen Gadol, will become Tomei Tumas Nida, and what? The Kohen Gadol, what did I say wrong? The Kohen Gadol might become Tomei Tumas Nida and not be able to serve on Yom Kippur, and therefore we're mafresh mibezai, besides for learning out from Eluim or from Sinai. But why we mafresh miishtoi, mibezai miishtoi? Because the concern of becoming Tumas Nida. Now, for the Gemara, which I by mistake mentioned earlier, and Rio jumped on me, v'an sh'ata mafrishay mitumas beisoy. Until, or even without being mafrishim, because from his wife, for the concern of tumas beisoy, because the tumah of his wife, meaning he might become tumas nidom, hifrishay mitumas hames. Why are you not mafrishim out of the concern of tumas meis? And like Rashi explains, maybe we should mafrishim in the solitary confinement. Nobody should be able to go next to him, because maybe anybody is going to be with him. We should mafresh his coin. Why is the Mishnah saying we're mafresh him from his wife? Because it's concern of Tumas Nida. We should mafresh him from anybody in the world. We should put him in
what we're doing.
What? No, we put him in the Lishkas Parhedrin. Nobody says he can't have a charusa to be learning Togonach. Not only that guy, the Mishnah, Yuma says the Pirche Kahuna would go in. But forget about that. We have no din. He can go in there with his five friends, five chavrusas, and giving an omer jemishir every single day over there. He could be doing that. Right? We're not mafishim from other people who only mafishim mi basic. Why? Why you be mafishim mi basic because the concern of nida? Be mafishim because the concern of Tomas Mason. Like Rashi says, be mafishim from everybody. Put him in solitary confinement. Maybe that person he's going to be with is going to die, and now he's going to be talking to Tomas Mace. Good question. Did I answer your question? And for the Gemara, Amram Tachlifa Avud Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rava, Rav Tachlifa, the father, Rav Huna says in the name of Rava, Zoy Zoy Meres, from here we see, this is what it's meant when we said, Tumas Hames Hutru Hibitzibur. Tumas Mace is...
Does it come to car for that?
Yeah, but we're going to go through it. It's going to be a whole Amr, a lot, what we're talking about this now. Tumas Mace Hutru Hibitzibur. Tumas Meis is not really the Makar. We know the Makar from Sochem, Rashi will bring down. Tumas Meis is Hutra B'tzibur. Hutra B'tzibur is totally mutter. When there's a carbon Tzibur, or when the whole Tzibur is Tomei, Tumas Meis, Mutter. They can go to the Beis Hamikdash. They can do the Avodah, even though they are Tameh. Tameh Tumas Mes. How do we know that? The Mekor is from Pesach. Rashi will bring it down. Because the Pasuk says, Ish should make Pesach Sheni. Right? If an Ish is Tameh Tumas Mes, he should make Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur is Tameh Tumas Mes, they don't make Pesach Sheni, they still make Pesach Rishon. Why? Because they're a tzibur. When there's a tzibur, tumas hutra. And they're a huadin, yom kippur, which are kabbanis tzibur. They're kabbanis tzibur, and the only person who could do it is the kohen gadol. So this would be a matzah of tuma hutra hi betzibur. If the concern was tumas meis, he'd be able to do the avodah. Therefore, we're not mafreshing from anybody.
The only one who's going to be tumas meis.
But the Kohen Gadol is the only one that can do the Avodah. So he's the Kohen Gadol. He's doing it for the Tzibur. It's a carbon Tzibur. It's on behalf of the Tzibur. It's a carbon Tzibur. He's the only one that can do the Avodah because he's the Kohen Gadol. Tumah Hutri Tzibur.
Like
Rashi explains it. It's either if the whole Tzibur is Tameh or for a carbon Tzibur, the same thing applies. Because the point is when it's a Tzibur Tikkadin, so he can do it. Well, normally, even a regular carbon Tzibur, listen, we're going to talk about this on the next blot. But if it's a carbon Tzibur, usually you can have another Kohen do it. But now we'll be discussing this. We'll be discussing this concept over the next blot. About Tumah Hutri, Tumah Tchuyah. Hold one minute. Don't ask any questions yet. I say M for Rava. Ravina Omar Afilu Tema Tumas Hamez Dchuya Hibetziver. Really, I can tell you, even Tuma Dchuya Hibetziver. Tuma Dchuya means Tumas pushed away. Everyone agrees that when there's a Tziver that's Tamei, you're allowed to bring the carbonis. The difference is a hutra. Hutra means it's totally mutter. We don't even try to find a mutter, a heter. We don't try to find so. It's mutter. It's totally mutter gomer. Dchuya means it's pushed away. Like, if we have no other option, we'll do it. But we search for other options. That's the difference between dchuya and hutra. So now Ravina is saying, even if Tumas Hameis is only dchuya b'tzibur, not hutra b'tzibur. So now hutra koshil oduchta. Because if Tumah Dchuya hi betzibur, so then, since it's like b'di'evan, then maybe we should concern ourselves with this before Yom Kippur, and we should put the Kohen Gadol in solitary confinement so that he doesn't become Tamei. Again, since it's Dchuya, it's like b'di'evan, we have to search for whatever fashion the Mahalchim to make it work, so maybe we should put the Kohen Gadol into solitary confinement if it's only Dchuya. Ravina gives a different teretz. Tumas hameis lo shchicha. Tumas meis, someone just dropping dead on the guy, is not shchiach. Tumas beise shchicha. Tumas nida is more shchiach. Like the Ritva says, even Tumas beise is not shchiach, but it's more shchiach than Tumas meis, and therefore the Mishnah was concerned about Tumas beise or Tumas nida, not concerned about Tumas meis. Period. If it's dechuy, I have to concern myself with it and have to try to avoid it if I could. So let me avoid it by having the Kohen Gadol go to solitary confinement.
It was unexpected.
Doesn't matter. At least the way our Gemara is reading, maybe you'll bring the other Gemara differently. I don't know. The way our Gemara is understanding, Ravina is saying, is if it's dechuy, we would have to, Ezu Chochem Arayis, and Noilad, you'd have to try to prevent it if we know of a possible prevention. So we know a possible prevention. Put the Kohen Gadol in solitary confinement for the 7 days. Correct. In
the Chum. The Gemara is contrasting Tumas Beis that if you chashish for Tumas Beis, you have to chashish for Tumas Meis. Tumas Beis, if it comes at Shkia or not Shkia, but if it does end up happening, then you're stuck.
Correct.
Okay,
the Gemara still feels that if it's Tchuya, you would try to prevent it. By being Mafreshim. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Halfway down the Amud. V'at sh'atam mafrishim etumas beisoy. V'shakol adam nichnosim v'yotzim etzlai. Still, everybody else is allowed to go in and go out with him, talk to him, learn with him. Why? Mafrishim etumas meis. Why are we not mafrishim because of tumas meis? V'lo yukol adam nichnosim v'yotzim etzlai. Nobody should be allowed to go in and out. The Kohen Gadol should be in solitary confinement. Shema yomas meis alov. Maybe someone will die next to him, make him tumas meis. The first darshan was a hutcher hibitzibah kedichsiv ish nidche. An ish, a single individual was nidche to Pesach Sheni if he's tomei. Ve'in sibur nidche, and sibur is not nidche. Ve'yom ha-kibur m'kula carbon sibur. Yom kibur is all carbon sibur. Ve'av carbon shaloi, even his own carbon, right, the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, doiche es atuma, shari zmane kivua. It's a zman kivua, ve'carbon had sibur tluya boy, and bringing the carbon sibur is totally in bringing his own carbon. Jump to the top Rashi in Zainam and Aleph, it's just out of order, Rasha says. Call Tumas Meis B'tzibur Shai Rechmona. Tichsiv, Ish Kiyah Tomer Lo Nefesh Yasa Pesach Sheni. A man who is Tomer Lo Nefesh should make Pesach Sheni. Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni. And Ish is Nitchel Pesach Sheni. Vein Sibur Nitchel. Avozovin, Umetzeroin, Nidus, Vioilois, Shetumos, and Yotzlov Miguva. But all these other types of Tumas, and like the boil needed that we're talking about, that loy hutra, that we don't have a head, we don't say hutra on it, uboil nida kenida. Right? Therefore, I just explained back in the Gemara. That's why when it comes to Tumas Mace, we have the teretz of Tumah Hutra Bitzivar, because only Tumas Ames Hutra Bitzivar. All the other Tumas Nida and Tumas Zav, Yeletas Nida, boil nida, is not Hutra Bitzivar. Back to the Rashi. On Omer Beis, the seven lines on the bottom. Dechuyi Bitzibar, this is now Ravina. Afal Pisha Korban Sibar Doichoi, so it's true. A carbon seber will still be doiche tuma, but bikushi hutra. For the hitagomer, you're matter bikushi with pain, with hardship, with the evidence if you have to. But it's not just mutter mutter, it's not like lechatchila, so to speak. As much, if you hold tuma dechuihi, as much as you're able to make sure it's done betairo, that's what you should do. If so, put him in solitary confinement. The answer is, because Tumas Meis loy shchiach, Tumas Meis is less shchiach, and that's why we're not concerned about it. Now we're going to go through Zot HaGemara Itmar. We're a little more than halfway down the Amud of Avon Beis. Itmar. Tumas HaMeis. A person being told by Tumas HaMeis. Rav Nachman Omer Hutra Hi Betzibur. It's totally Hutra Betzibur. Like we said, if the whole Klai Yisrael is Tumas Tumas Meis, or even if it's not the whole Klai Yisrael, but it's the carbon Sibur, and that is, it's Hutra Hi Betzibur, totally Mutter. It's pushed away. Pushed away means b'di'evet. If you have to, if you can't find another solution, then it's mutter. Rive, right. I mean, we learned psachim. It was rive,
right.
As far as I know, that's the rule. But I don't know more than that right now. I'm not remembering more than that right now. Let's say the Beis Av. Remember, Beis Av, the Kehanim were broken down into Mishmaris, 24 Mishmaris, a Mishmar. Each Mishmar served 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishmar was broken down into 7 Beis Avs. Each Beis Av served 1 day. If in that Beis Av, you had Kehanim who were Tohar and Kehanim who were Tameh, right? Then Kuli Amo Pligi the Tohorin Avdi, Tameh Le Avdi. Everyone's going to agree. Even Reb Nachman, who says Tumah Hutra Yibitzibur, you have Kehanim standing right here in the Beis Av who are Tahar. Use those. There's no reason to even though Tumah Hutra Yibitzibur, if you have Kehanim standing here in this Beis Av who are Tahar, use those Kehanim. Don't use the Kehanim who are Tameh. Keep thinking, what are they arguing? La Hadure Ula Suya Tahorim Beis Av Achina. Let's say this whole Beis Av is all Tameh. We have no other Kehanim over here in this Beis Av that are Tahar. Should you go to another Beis Av, the Beis Av of a different day of the week, and bring those Kehanim? Rav Nachman Amar Heter Hibitzibur. No, Tumah is Hutra. It's like Lechatchila Mutter. As you see, it's not totally Lechatchila, because if you had a guy standing here, a Kohen Tahar standing here, you would use the Kohen Tahar. But it's more mutter, and therefore, V'loi Ma'adrin, you don't have to go schlep a Kohen from another Beis Av. No, Tumah is only Dechuya. And yeah, you should go find a Kohen. If you could find a Kohen from another Beis Av who will come here and do the Avodah, you should do that. That's the first Girsa. Ikadamri, I feel the Ikadamri, no. Not like we just said. Even if in this Beis Av right now you have Tahorim, you have Tumeim, you actually have Kehanim Tahorim standing here, still, Rav Nachman argues and he says, Va'omar, Avdi Nami Tumeim, the Kohen Tomeis can even do the Avodah. Why go into the top line as Zayin and Aleph? The Chol Tumas Meis B'tzibur Rachmona Sharya, the Torah was Matarit, Mamish, 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 No problems. Lechatchila ma'oid. Even the Kohen Tomei could do it, even though you have another Kohen Torah standing here. So the machlokes in these two girsois is how much was Rav Nachman matter. Rav Sheish is held as much as you could do to get a Kohen Torah. Even in schlepping from another Beis Av, you have to do. Rav Nachman is not as Machman, he's more Mako. The machlokes between these two versions is how Mako was he. Was he Mako to say, you don't have to schlep from another Beis Av, but if you have in this Beis Av, you still should use a Kohen Torah? Or Rav Nachman said, no, I don't even have to, even in this Beis Av, I don't have to concern myself any Kohen, as long as Rav Tzibur is Tomei, even a Kohen Tomei could do the Avodah, even when there's another Kohen Torah standing right here. Zok Rashi, bottom Rashi, on Vavam Beis, Bahu Beis Av, Sho'ove Bo'is Ayoim, who's serving on that same day. Techuli Alma Tahoirim Avdi, to meet him, Bahu Yoima, Ava Bisha Karban Sibri. Techuli Alma Tahoirim Avdi, again, this is the Gemara in the first Girsa, that everyone agrees that in this case, the Tahoirim should be the one doing the Karban Tamid, Ava Bisha Karban Sibri, and even though it's a Karban Sibri, why? Because you have Kehanim from this base Av, who are standing right here, who are Tar. So use them. Again, this was in the first Girsa of Reb Nachman. So to come on weiter. Come, we're doing the chaparan and a half an omer today, and Bez Hashem on Sunday, we'll chaparan an omer and a half, which is short tomorrow, we'll be able to chaparan an extra omer of learning. Ah! So to come on. Omer Rav Sheish is menu amin Allah. Rav Sheish is menu amin Allah. You came late. You can't start now, also wanting to leave early.
No, I can't. I'm different
anyway. Omer Rav Sheish is menu amin Allah. From where do I know this? I give you my chorikas of Huna. Rav Sheish said, Tumma t'chui hibit zibar. Rav Nachman said, Tumma hutra hibit zibar. Where do I know from? What's my raya that tumah d'chuyi ibn tzibur? The Tanya, we have a braisa. A braisa says, a braisa menachis, hoya oimer u'makir v'minchas ha'oimer. The kohen is standing and he's being makir of the minchas ha'oimer, the korban mincha, the oimer. V'nitmas biyodei, and the oimer korban became tummy while it was in his hand. What should he do? However, it doesn't matter. However, it became tummy. It's irrelevant. That's not the point over here. He should go tell the other Kehanim, oh, this mincha became tamer, go bring me some more Oymer flour so I could redo it. Let's say he's the only one there, or wait, Rashi explains it, there's no other barley, there's no other Oymer flour to bring it from. Then, I lost the place, Oymer Meloy, have it pikeach v'shtoik. Be smart, be quiet, don't say anything, and just be makrivit as is. Why? Because tuma is mutter. I'm not saying hutra or tchuya, but tuma is permitted bitziver. Right? Therefore, if there is no other oimer, you can makrivit that. If there is no, this is the carbon oimer. It's the carbon oimer on this is the carbon ziver. Right? Have it pikech, be smart, be quiet, and just be makrivit the carbon. Katoni miyas of sheshes medayik. Look what the Braisa said. If you have other flour over here, what should you do? You should tell the other Kehanim and bring a new carbon oimer. L'chayrat zaraya, that tuma d'chuya hi b'tzibur. Because if it's a hutra b'tzibur, what's the problem? Just be makavi straight up as is. What's the problem? Elamai, tuma d'chuya hi. And as much as you're able to bring a Bataira, and that's why if you have other Oymer flour here, you see you might have another carbon Oymer. Chari Gutakash on Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman, no. Medina hecha d'ika shirayim l'achila. Even I am moide in a case when there are shirayim that will be eaten. Right? Because the whole din, like Rashi will explain, the whole din that tumah hutra b'tzibur, that's only going in the hakrova. It's not matter the achila of it. The Korban Mincha has Shirayim that are Nechal by the Kehanim. That clearly came to Don. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is not Matah the Achila. That's why, L'chatchila, if you have other Korban, if you have another Oymer flour there, you should go ahead and go get the other Oymer flour, Kehechi, to be able to have Shirayim L'Achila. But, in a situation when there's no Achila being happening, since Tumah Hutra, then in Nechalami, L'chatchila, you'll be able to make of it. Look at Rashi.
It's
our mission, there's no eating the carbon, it's on Yom Kippur. What? First of all, it's not all the carbon, it's there are oilers and everything also. Is that true, the chatos of Yom Kippur was eaten on Matzah Yom Kippur? Is that true? That's offered in the Pasuk? Is that offered in the Pasuk and I'm just an Amoritz?
No,
I'm just you can call me an Amoritz, it's fine.
It's offered in the Pasuk.
And therefore, lechayre, you're saying therefore lechayre eaten.
It's not often the pasuk. That's shema.
So you're saying I'm wrong, but I'm not an Amoris.
Yes.
Avdeya wasn't being so nice. Avdeya wasn't being so nice. I hear. I have to think
that
through.
So right now we're saying that it's not a riot, that it's tehuya, it could be
hutra. Right, I'm not saying really hutra you see, but even hutra only works for akrava, but not for achila. Therefore, since this is a minchas oima, it's going to be eaten, so therefore, best to be mak of another one. Let's see Rashi, four, the fourth line from the top. Medina hecha de'ika shirayim l'achila, ta'avagav de'korban sibir korav betuma, she brought betuma, ene necha betuma, can't be eaten betuma, k'damrina beketet soylin, uve mincha hanikmetz. A mincha, which you do in the kmitza to it, or minchas oimer over here, medina de mahadrino lasses b'tayrus yushirayim necholim. I'm moided over here. This you should lechatchila try to do b'tayra if you had another oimer to be brought, so that the shirayim could be nechol. Meisve, we're going to do one more. Meisve, shtein b'raisa, very similar b'raisa. Hoya makir minchas parim ve'elim ukvosim. He's being a maker of the mincha of the parim of the elim of the kvasim. We'll talk in a minute which kabbonis these are. V'netmas biyodei, and the karma mincha became tamei. Oimer umivimacher stachdel. He should tell other kaihanim it became tamei, so they'll bring other mincha flour to replace it with the main shemelahi. If this is the only mincha flour they have available, oimer mloy, they'll tell him have it pikeich v'shtoik. Be quiet and just be smart and be quiet and just be maker of it as is. My love, what are these minchas porim, minchas elim, minchas kvasim that we're talking about? My love, porim, elim, and kvasim de chag. Aren't we talking about the porim, the elim, and the kvasim of a chag that's brought on Yom Tif? And all of these things are what? They're carbon sievers. If they're carbon sievers, the chayrit zaraya, that tumat chuya. Because we see lechatchila, even though it's carbon sievers, right? Lechatchila, we say, and we're talking about the nesachim of these karbanas, the menachas that are brought together with the porim, the ilum, the kvasim of the yomtiv. And yet we still see lechatchila, you should replace it if you have. Zetman tuma tchuyi hi betziber and not hutra betziber. Lechorab Nachman, Nachman will answer you, loy, no. Really, taco is tuma hutra betziber. I said, why over here are we replacing it? Because porim is the paravoy de zora. It's a paravoy de zora. And the avogav the tzibur, that even though it's a carbon tzibur, kivon de loy kviel ezman mehadrinon. Now we're adding an additional wrinkle to Rab Nachman. A carbon, even a carbon tzibur, if it doesn't have a kviel ezman, then mehadrinon. Then you should try to bring it the right way, right? Why? Because it doesn't have a kviel ezman, so just don't do it now. Do it later when people become tar. There's no reason to. It's not a kviel ezman. A partial avodah zara, when the tzibur did avodah zara, the kohanim would bring a partial avodah zara. You don't have to bring it today. Bring it tomorrow when they're tar. Bring it the next day when they're tar. So that, even though tumah hutra yibit zibur is only when it's kavuah, it's a carbon tzibur, and kavuah zman, because you have to bring it now. If you don't have to bring it now, don't bring it now. Wait. That's why the menachos on that par try to bring b'tayra. Elim, what's the elim? The minchas ha'elim be'ela shel Aaron. We're talking about the ayil of Aaron Hakoyin. The avogav de kviel ezman, even though that has a kviel ezman Yom Kippur, right? Kivon de yochid, who since it's a carbon yochid, mahadrinon. You have to go back. You have to do it. You have to bring it b'tayra. And the last one, kvasim, in the case of the minchas kvasim, is bekeves habo im ha'oimer. It's talking about the keves, the sheep that comes along with the carbon ha'oimer. Over there too, we have back the same terrace we mentioned 5-8 lines earlier. Di'ika shirayim, l'achila. That mincha has shirayim which will be eaten. As we mentioned, something which will be eaten, that you try to do b'tayra, because even though tumah hutra hi b'tzibur, that only works for the hakrova, not for the achila. So basically, Rav Nachman, now we have a little better understanding of Rav Nachman. This, that tumah hutra hi b'tzibur, is only if it's a korban tzibur, only if it's kavul ezman, and only if there's no achila. Because if there's achila, then you should try to bring a b'tayra to allow the achila. Let's see Rashi. Yeah, lechatchila. Well, this whole discussion is lechatchila. V'im ein shem elahizak d'Rashi, shaloi motzim mezumin There's a korban sivur. Vizmane kivua. They even have a kiyus de gizman. It has to be brought on Yom Tov. Uminichas nesachim doichatuma. And that, therefore, that mincha, the nesachim of it, should be doichatuma. Yeah, v'katoni, the Brisa says, oimir umivina acheres tachteha. You still should try to bring something else in its place. Alma tchuyi hibitzibur. We see tumas tchuyi, not hutra. Pardavoy de zora. The tzibur, oily he, it's a oila, utunu nesachim, and these nesachim, bishlach luchaz, we see in Parsha Shlach. But what, over there, it's not a kvod de gizman, and that's why, you should be, try to do a betaira. Bring a betaira, a time, lechatril at least. Eila shal aron diyem kiburim, which is on your kippur. But again, that's a karban yochid. And bekeves abo ima oimer, kedichsiv, vasisem biyoim, hanifkeves oimer, together with the Korban Oimer, you bring a keves. Vahim minchas kvasim diktoni, lab minchas nesachim ka'omar dekolhi. It's not the minchas nesachim, because the minchas nesachim is the minchas, it's not the minchas nesachim, which is kula, kala, which is fully burnt. El, but minchas oimer ansime haboyimar. We're talking about mincha with the oimer ansime, which comes with the kvasim. Vahim the kmetzas, that has a, done with the kmitzo. Vishira ne'acholam, and the shraim are eaten. That's why you should be mahadar, try as much as you could do a betairo to allow the achila of it. Ad kan.